Kamala Harris suggests Amy Coney Barrett keep DACA illegal aliens in mind when ruling on cases. By John Binder on October 13, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, suggested United States Supreme Court rulings must take into account the impact on illegal aliens shielded from deportation by President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. During the second day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Harris suggested that roughly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens need to be considered in the rulings of justices. Harris cited the recent case where the Supreme Court rejected President Trump's effort to end the DACA program as an instance where justices kept in mind how their decision would impact DACA illegal aliens. Then, Harris pitched a question to Barrett as to whether she considers people involved in a particular case when issuing a ruling. The exchange went as follows. Harris, Supreme Court justices routinely consider the consequences of their decisions on people's lives. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court ruled against President Trump in his effort to repeal DACA protections for Dreamers. Children, of course, who have arrived in the United States, many before they could talk or walk. Chief Justice Roberts wrote the opinion for a 5-4 majority that included the crucial vote of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The court rejected the Trump administration's attempt to end protections for Dreamers. Chief Justice Roberts said the administration had not taken into consideration the fact that many Dreamers rely on those protections when they started their careers and businesses, when they served in the military of the United States, when they bought homes and when they started families. Senator Hirono asked you whether it is appropriate for a Supreme Court justice to consider real-world impacts. But you're a sitting judge now. So my question is, in your deciding whether uphold government action, do you currently consider the consequences of your rulings on people's lives? Barrett, well, Senator Harris, that's part of the decision in every case. Harris, and so you do? Barrett, every case has consequences on people's lives, so of course I do in every case. That's part of the judicial decision-making process. Harris, and would you do that as, if you are voted on the United States Supreme Court? Would you do that there as well? Barrett, Senator, considering how the resolution of a dispute will affect parties, affect people, is part of the judicial decision-making process and I will continue engaging in that process to the best of my ability. Harris claims she skipped out on the in-person hearing due to the Chinese coronavirus crisis, going as far as to call the hearing reckless because senators and staff may spread the virus. A review of recent campaign events attended by Harris, though, reveals that she has been indoors with a number of individuals on numerous occasions in recent months. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.